I had to go over the main halachas of the minhagim, Rosh Hashanah, Slichas. The minhag Ashkenaz is to start to say Slichas for Motzei Shabbos. If it's less than 4 days to Rosh Hashanah, so you start from the Motzei Shabbos and the week before. And we want to have 4 days before Rosh Hashanah to start to say Slichas. Why? So one reason is brought down that the Olam was Nivra Kofei Elul. Adam was Noitzar B'yom Shishi, that it's Aleph Tishrei. So we start to say Slichas from Kofei Elul. So Chazal Be'etzim could have Kovea that to start in Kofei Elul. But they wanted to fix a straight day, so they fixed Motzei Shabbos. So, the Thomas Hadeshin brings down another reason that you have to, a Kolben has to be have a Bikul for 4 days, you have to check the Kolben. So again, they don't have Motzei Shabbos, but at least they have 4 days to check yourself. Some say, they wish to make Bolen or Rosh Hashanah. Now, the time to say Slichas, the best time, Be'etzim, is to wake up before Alois HaShachar and to say Slichas. Lemaise, this doesn't happen so much anyway, Bizman Hazeh. But Hazeh is given a molin. All the people that they woke up 2 o'clock by night and said Slichas, it's not stam. The Iker is to lamud ba'ashmoiras aboiker before Alois HaShachar, because this is Eis Rotz. Mikol Mokoyim, even the people that don't do that, a lot of people just carry on waking up a bit earlier in the morning to be yotze that inyan. Now, the people that do it like that have to know, they have to wash their hands, they have to say Birkas HaTeirah. Now, Lekatchila, if you wake up in the morning to say Slichas in the morning, is a shalif to make Al Netilas Yadayim or not. So yotze you make, not the bathroom, but Alatilas Yadayim, Rosh Hashanah says, if you know that in the end of Slichas you're going to go again to the bathroom, better not to make Alatilas Yadayim, and to go to the bathroom after Slichas, and then to make a Shayotza with Natilas Yadayim. Because the machlek is if Natilas Yadayim is for getting up in the morning or for Shachas. Bezim is nagei every time. Some boys, they make some Birkas HaShachar and the deer. Then they go to Yeshiva, they have the Lishtiblach, yeah, and they daven. Now, a lot of time, till they get there, they again have to start to get busy. So, if they know the Moshe that they will touch Mekremis and Mechusim or different things before davening, you have to make Al Netilas Yadayim in the morning. To wake to make Netilas Yadayim, some people, when they get to shul, they have to use the bathroom before they're nervous. So, in the mind that these people don't make Al Netilas Yadayim in your room, make the Baruch Al Netilas Yadayim, samuch to the tefillah. Lemaisef, you can't get up in Alois. You could say Slichas by night. Now, some people will mark me not like that because the Shalit say it give me midas by night. Lemaisef, that even if you can't get up in the Alois, you could say Slichas after Chatzos. If the Shas Atchag Godel Meoid is Tshuvas and Poiskim to be matter already from 2 hours before Chatzos. Again, it's wrong not to do it. I say, I don't know, this shiur, am I not for the coolest? The main purpose of the shiur is the chumras. I don't want people to take out the kula from the shiur. But you have to, you know, sometimes you come to Skihilas and Chutzlaretz, and there, Chatzos, they can't get no one, and the morning is work. So, Slichas, 10 o'clock. And you think the mamash is wrong. It's a tshuva in Reb Moshe, Chelek Beis, or Achaim. Yesh amal Yismoich, again, not for Yeshiva Bochim for sure. Especially people that normally don't go to sleep 10 o'clock, for sure can say, Slichas, say 10 o'clock. The Yisrael is Seif HaShmura Rishoyim. Now, in Slichas, there was a big argument about the Slichas, what we say, Machnisi Rachamim, Achnisu, Dimaseinu Lifnei, and all the Machnisi that we say. Some written down, in Yenata say this, kind of Slichas. Why? Because the Yerushalmi says, לא יצבח, לא למיכואל, לא לגבריאל, אלא יצבח לי ואני יוינה מיד. Some say it's by Amish, אבל לזור הבשיף. This was the day Renoish. Not a daven to Hashem. Maharal explains a little bit more. He says, so why some people go to a Rebbe? It's kehila, some people go to a Rebbe, they ask to daven, yeah? Michal Gavriel Nish, the Rebbe, yeah? And even by us, the Gemara says, Mishi yesh lechoylu v'tech beisa, yelich lechoch. There it's not a kasha, he says, because a chacham is more from a malach. Then the Maharal says, malachim oimdim, a yid, is a hecher a madrege. Lemaisa, the Maharal didn't want to cancel the tefillah machnisei rachamim, and he said that we don't mean machnisei rachamim, hachnisu tefillaseinu lifnei bala rachamim, machnisei dimo, hachnisei dimoseinu, לפני מלך משרצה בדמועס, הוא ידאבנין שמכניס הרחמים יכניסו רחמנו. We don't say מכניס הרחמים, please. מכניס הרחמים, רבינו של אלוהים, make them מכניס הרחמים, מכניסו רחמנו. שיכניסו רחמנו. הרי שמכניס דימו, יכניסו דימוסנו. We're not davening to them. This is the oisrim. The maaseh klal Yisrael say it. Why? The Yisrael is in Rashi and Sanhedrin Mem Dalet. Rashi says, the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Yechanon, Lo'ilom yuvakish odom rachmim shehiu akoil me'amtzim eskoichoi ve'lo yutzom me'milemalo. Zogt Rashi, sheyesayu malocha ha'shores levakish rachmim ve'shelo'i uloim mastinim. Yuvakish rachmim sheyesayu malocha ha'shores levakish rachmim. The Rashash, the Yisrael says, in Sanhedrin Mem Dalet, me'an moker tesei machmise rachmim. From this Rashi, the Maharal got a little sugya different. The Shmuel Aleket says that the issur to daven to malochim is if you daven to the star to help you. Yeah. But if you daven to the star to do what he has to do, it's not a problem. Now, we're not daven Gavriel up to Monas. Michael, please. Say, Machnis Rachmim, your job is to take it first. Please do your job. Machnis Dima. We're not asking machnisu rachmim, machnisu dimoseinu. We're not machnisu dimo, machnisu tefilaseinu. We're not asking, tzvo malo, get up, no? We're not asking. We're asking, everyone has a koyach to do something. Now, our tefilas could point in the ilamas. So we ask the ribbono shel olam, and we're asking the malochim to do what they have to do. The same thing, we don't ask the Rebbe to give us a bracha of his koyach. Cholila. Was asking him to put on the Shemaim Tzahav and Rachamim. To go to someone to pull from himself, this is Avodah Zarah. You have a koyach. You have it, and Hashem listens to you. So thank you, please. But the Rebbe is no chazach. But by the Malachim, the Meshibah Lekin explains, this is their job. This is their tefillah. The koyach is machnis rachmim machnis. If you want, it's the chemel or the grace of Arachov of them. Now the Shliach Tzibur that says Sliches has to be Misatav Betzitzis. We're learning now from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Misatav Betzitzis. So even if it's by night, the Maaseh, if you can't find the Tzitzis, you're allowed to say Sliches without it. But there's an Inyan, especially when the Olam make Minyanim by night, to know that there's an Inyan that the Shliach Tzibur will wear a Tzitzis. It's not like Stam, every tefillah that is an Inyan to wear tzitzis, and some people by Mayrim, the Chazan doesn't wear tzitzis, and Slichas is an Inyan that the Chazan will wear tzitzis. And there's so much halachas that the Katchila not to take his tzitzis, to take tzitzis from the Tzibu, or maybe not even from the Tzibu. Now, a lot of Rishonim said to say three times, Oshamnu. One connected Chotosi, Avisi, connected Poshasi. The Maaseh Da'ari, and this is Maaseh Rav, the Goyen, we say it only one time. So the Minhag Ashkenaz, we don't say Oshamnu three times, we say only one time. Most Minhag Sfarad also only says it one time. And all of the Sidurim is printed three times. But we skip and we say only one. So people don't know, they don't chap how everyone is going so quick. You see the Bocher is clapping. You have to know. If you have a Minhag and by you the Minhag is to say three times, say that. But you have to know, the Maaseh, the reason we don't say it's Maaseh Rav, we don't say Tachmon three times, we only say Oshamnu one time. L'maise, we make nefilas apayim and slichas, and even if erev Rosh Hashanah, that is a aloche, but we don't say tachmon on erev Rosh Hashanah because betuchim shenei tzavadin. But in the morning, we say even if the slichas are in the morning. Now, Upshem Zaman Ayabach also, B'Seif Yom already said slichas by night, but be'erev Rosh Hashanah he was makpid to say in the morning. It's a big inyan, an erev Rosh Hashanah to say in the morning and not to say by night. Because it's the hachon le'yom adin. You say all these slichas is be'etzem, you mal b'slicha, like this you go into yom adin. Sholei shoes b'yom b'slichas. You do it by night, it's like on Shkentam Ashtikl. It's erev Rosh Hashanah. By day means the day is starting. But again, some people are tired. Lemay said it's a big inyan to start by day. Now we have to know erev Rosh Hashanah, Lemay said, pi aloche, the meaning is you have to fast till Chatzos. Every frum person is makbid on it. A lot of people don't know about it in Chutz La'aretz. But every yid has to fast bis Chatzos. While it's a minig, if you don't feel good, not to fast. But lemaise, every person, this is the minig of all of the Bnei Torah, everyone fasts till Chatzos. It's brought down on the Ramah. It's a halacha. If you have to tell your parents to change if they don't, no, veisach nish. But you have to know that this is what the halacha brings down. Now, is the minig in erev Rosh Hashanah to be matir nedoch? The Sharat Shuvah brings down a taz, shach. He says, it's nirmas from the pasuk, lo yachel dvor kechol ayoyitz mipiv yase. Lo yachel dvor kechol. Sof et teves elu. And val, the sof et teves, we do it besof elu. The maise is another book, everyone knows the Gemara in Rosh Nedorim, of Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara there is kemat mashma, that the Erev Rosh Hashanah we will matur Nedorim. The reason we will matter Nedorim is not so clear. Right? Some say because be'avoy Nedorim boni meisim, so we want to clear out that we will not have this also, we say called midrei. Be'avoy Nedorim boni meisim, so we want to be matir all of the Yisurim from the Nedorim. Some want to say the same Yisurim of Heter Nedorim is that mutaloch, u'ki'ilu merames, that the Ribbon Shel Olam will also matir all of the Yisurim, all of the Charomes, u'kenomes, and all of the Yisurim, a lot of shuls they do also. When you finish, you go to 10 people and you say, "Nischayavti nidim meshamayim, harini mevakish ator mimaalaschem." It's mashma to bow down already. That like this, the tefillas will be niskaber. It's kedai when you say that to have tefillin on. When you say "Nischayavti nidim meshamayim," because the menuda really doesn't wear it. Now, a person has to know that this atoras nedorim only helps a nedorim that you don't remember. I'm saying it because lemaise, a lot of people have this mistake. Nedorim that you remember, this atoras nedorim is not matir, only if you say neder and they find you a Pesach. A lot of times I see three guys are standing and the guy gives a whole list. And then they read it. So punishment nish. Not enough that you say. Kiravim, vidim sheim, inich lefartam kiravim. Ali yikinechem ukiru people. And also I was mekabel to daven, betzibur, all this kabbalah for the guy, and he's asking for a Torah. It doesn't help. Can't be matter in the dorim style. You have to have a petach v'charot. If you have a list, you have to go to someone that knows the halachas. So I'm saying tuzach, if you don't have a list, it doesn't have, if you don't know, and then chazal will metak in the zeter. And kiru chazal made a pesach for you, kiru, to be matter the net. But if you know the neder, it's not mutar if you're not mefarad the neder. Be klol. It's not enough to be mefarad the neder, you have to have Pesach v'charoto al pi de klolim. Now, the reason the meaning is that the ketanim don't do it, that chotna muf l'samuch l'ish from 12, the neder is chal. The reason is because some poskim hold that the ketanim don't have a koyach to be matir a neder, they only could do a neder. Or some say that there's no oynish for ketanim. So while there's no oynish for ketanim, and we said the ikar heter is because ba'avon nedorim boni meisim, so it's them we matir. Mikan velehabo, arei nimoisu meidoe, shechol neder she'eder, shelo yeskot naim meidoe ze, arei yibutel mevutel, it helps or it doesn't help. So if you remember the neder, it doesn't help. If you don't remember, lemaise, we are not saying mechavet. A person made a neder and he was not remembered that he was Moisel Medoe. Oh, but Rosh Hashanah was Moisel Medoe. להלוכה הוא יחד סיים מחדש. שעה סתך גודל מויד 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 מויד, יפה יעשה שאלה. כשמזמן אוירבך said, but on one thing, כשמזמן said, יחד סיימך, and again, it's כדאי נאטו, but if you have to know it, and a minak toif, that you didn't say בלי נדר, you can be סיימך on the מוידוה, that you don't have to keep it. Marshal, you're knowing three times that wash naked ass under your bed. Yeah? Now you're putting in a house that has no shizzle in. So what do you do? So you can't go to sleep, yeah? Neither. So you're taking a wash on the floor, yeah? It's also a halach. But what is the answer? So the Maizam Shem Zaman says, if you didn't say bli neida, it's a minik toiv that you can't stop the minik toiv. So Shem Zaman says, you could be same echad amoidoev for Rosh Hashanah. Again, like atchila to say bli neida. Again, if you started the minik toiv and you remember, you can be same echad. Oh, I'm not saying bli neida. Does he say in the moidoev? Only velayes got nine moidoev. But if you forget to say bli neida, so Shem Zaman says you could be same echad. It's a minik to go to the mikveh erev Rosh Hashanah. Even people that don't go every day or every Friday, it's a minik to be makbid to go Rosh Hashanah. Again, it's four times, five times a year, three regalim. It's Shmini Atzeres and Achar Shem Pesach we go, and it's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the most mechuyev. Rosh Hashanah, the ma'aseh has brought down all the svarim. Even a person that doesn't go the whole year to go Rosh Hashanah, it's a very big segula. The Matei Ephraim brings down that everyone remember that the last mincha of the year to be mechavan. A lot of people, the last mincha in the year, the last minute, it just doesn't work in the schedule. He says, "Ve'oven godelu, ein atkol nikro ela l'shem hachasima." Finish the year with a choshev tefillah. So to make a point to try, also a lot of choshev yeshivas to try to finish it mitoich learning. Now by night we say Hamelech Hakodesh. And also HaMelech HaMishpat. HaMelech HaMishpat we say only doing the Asasim Mitshuveh. Chosh Hashanah we say HaMelech HaKodesh. Also we say Zochreinu Michomecho Usayu V'Sefer Chayim. Now the Psak Bayos, I know that some say Nishta Zay, but the Psak Bayos was Mekubal B'Shem the Mishne Bure. If you forgot Zochreinu Michomecho Usayu V'Sefer, if you're holding before Boruch Ato Hashem, you go back and you finish from then till the end. Then, the Moshe, you didn't say Zochreinu L'chaim, so you go back. You didn't say Micho Moicho, you go back. You didn't say Uchsoiv, you go back. Even if you said Uchal L'chaim, you do Hashem, you said Shem Hashem. Because you didn't say Boruch Ato Hashem, you go back to the Zochreinu, Uchsoiv, Micho Moicho, Ubeseifer, and you go from there till the end of the Bracha. Worse for him that said not like that. Worse for him that said just say it where you are and finish. Our attack is, we go back. You finish the bracha, or you say Baruch Ato Hashem, you don't say Viladeni Chukecho, you finish the bracha, and we skip it. But the evidence we're not choizah. The ma'ase, what people don't know, the minhogim are, legabi chazoros hashatz, is three minhogim. It's brought down, in the ikara aloha, it's brought down that the tzibur say over all the four things. The ma'ase, meaning most of the yeshivas, that the first two we don't say, only the last two we say together. And as it's brought down, b'shem, the Ari, and worse for him, only the last two. Minag Agro is not to repeat nothing, b'chazal z'ashatz. So the main minag she was niskabel by the chsidim and the shtiblach, say all before. By the yeshivas, most of them only say the last two. The Minag Agro, you don't say it all. But the Derech Klal, you say the last two. Now, if you forgot a Melech HaKodesh, or a Melech HaMishpat, so we have to know. Be'etzem, both are the same. Grada the Ramos says that in the Melech HaMishpot, we don't repeat. Because Melech Oyed Tzloko Mishpot is Eichen HaMelech. But a lot of Sforim say that the Melech HaMishpot, you also have to repeat. And some people say, Tumas Hadeshen says, Misofek, do it Tfilas Nedova. We don't do it. But you know, the Oilom are very makbid to remember to say HaMelech HaKodesh. But HaMelech HaMishpot, anyway, if you forget, so bad. So most people, I made it once, Cheshbon, 98% told me that at least twice they forget Nesaras Mitzvah, HaMelech HaMishpot. Over 50% say that most of the times. HaMelech HaMishpot, HaKodesh, they have to remember, because if not, you have to be Chayzer. But HaMelech HaMishpot, normally they forget. And you have to know that Kud, you're not Yetzir Tfilah. It's a very Chomodik Kazakh. Because the halach is granted by the evening, not chayza. Not like zochreinu chsoy. Now, amalach hakodesh, we have to be chayza. If you remember before you start the next brach, and you talk to the dibur, and you said hakol hakodesh, you miyad say amalach hakodesh, and you go by it. If it's after talking to the dibur, or you start already after chaynen, you have to start from the beginning of shmeser. Now, b'leil rosh hashoneh, it's very much kedai not to forget to say amalach hakodesh. Why? Because if you forget to say Amelech HaKodesh B'leil Rosh Hashanah, first you have to repeat much longer davening. The Mishneh Berurah brings down the Sharayun, Rav Avraham Abali, was the Av Beis Din in Vilna, he said on the first night, you don't repeat. Why? He says, Azei V'yale V'yale. B'leil you're not chayz because ain't mekadosh v'sachodesh b'leil. He says, they're not mekadosh v'chodesh b'leil, or b'no Rosh Hashanah. B'no Rosh Hashanah, or b'no Amelech HaKodesh. So you don't have to repeat. Lemaise, Moshe also in Shule writes another reason. He says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Yosef Bedin till tomorrow morning, so it's not a Melech HaKadosh. Lemaise, the Achor of all the poskim is like the Mishneh Berurah that you have to be Chayza. Or because it's such a Machlekes Rabbi Seinu, so if you forget, you might go into a big Machlekes, a big Shtech, like Hutu Paskin. So it's Kedai to make a Kepodri Yaseir and Lel Rosh Hashanah not to forget to say a Melech HaKadosh. If you misupik, the Aloch is you have to repeat. Again, if b'shas davening you were not mesupik, the hainu you remember that you wanted to say it, and you said zochreinu, just much later you don't remember, then already you could assume that maybe you said it. But if after davening you mesupik, or you never thought about it to say it or not, mesupik you have to be choizah. The Mishneh Berurah says if you remember b'leil Rosh Hashanah that you said during kovim, the same pachdecho, b'chol orisha kirega tichle, ke'oshan tichle. And you don't remember if you said HaMelech HaKadosh or not, you don't have to repeat, because we don't say that Mistama you went into your routine, you anyway went out of your routine. So Mistama you followed the mouth, so Mistama you said HaMelech HaKadosh. And then like the Mishneh Berurah. As the meaning of Klal Yisrael, the Leil Rosh Hashanah to make Shechiyot. I want to make it very clear, because a lot of people have mistakes here, and especially it's the first part of Rosh Hashanah. We make Shechiyonu twice. And the first night and the second night. Now the Shechiyonu we do is B'Shas Kiddush, Shechiyonu, V'Kiyemonu, V'Giyonu, L'Azman Hazeh, and Yom Yif. And the second day is a Sveik in the Yoyimah, so like Atchila we put the fruits on the table, and the Shechiyonu will also be Chal on the fruits. This is the Halacha like Atchila. The Mice, if we don't have fruits, the Mice will be passed to do Shechiyonu anyways. But we might be like a tchila to have new fruits. Now, lemaisa, the first night of Rosh Hashanah, also you have fresh fruits. Shlomo Zalman says, "Beikar Adin, you don't have to bring them b'shas kiddush. You can bring them later and make another shechino." Says, "Not chavilas, chavilas." Person has a suit, and soon he's getting a car. He has to put them on together. Now he has a suit. Later, the car. Now he's in the yard. If it's coming later, he's eating. But lemaisa, the meaning is you put them together on the table. Now, what helps that you put them on the table? Lemaisa, we make shechiyonu when we eat. So why we put them on the table? Because me'ikar admin, the shechiyonu is on the re'iyah. Just by us, it's not enough simcha til shasa achile. So we make shechiyonu when we eat. But me'ikar admin, we put it on the table. So I want a couple halachas to be masbir here, the vein regia lemaisa. As a halacha, a person goes to the zoo, and he sees an elephant. So you make Mishana Abrias. I know some people don't do it today. I think maybe most people don't do today Mishana Abrias. There's a couple of reasons why this halacha went out of Shulchan Aruch, yeah? Some people say because near the elephant the smell is not so good. So it's not mokim noki. Some say because already you saw an elephant when you were a little kid. And from then already you're used to it. Some people say that the zoos are so much all over today. Elephant is not a strange thing anymore. Every kid knows what is elephant. Not every kid will tell you exactly what is an elephant. You see an elephant, it's strange. I'm Shana Briz, it's all over the place. Abba Shulchan Aruch said that when you see an elephant, you see an elephant, you make. You see a monkey, you also make. So someone asked the Chazanish, he's in the zoo. He wants to know, you know, I don't know if you went once to the zoo, but I know there's a zoo here in Yerushalayim. So you have to walk a lot from one place to the other. This is the holy side there, you walk. So you can't see the elephant and the monkey bevasachas. So he asked the Chazanish, When he's making Mishana Abriyas on the elephant, he could be Moitzi the monkey. Oy dilmanat. Why? What is the study? So like, one side, Azevi ala shchita, you shechter one animal, you could have a kavodah for 20 animals, right? Oy dilma, no. Here, the Chaznish told him, no, you can't be Moitzi the monkey. Make a special bracha on the monkey. Why? Also, if I killed also, the monkey can't Moitzi the elephant. No, not because Chaz v'sholem. Exactly. Like I'm asking you a shayla. Lama Zogun, Chaznish explained like this. The mechayev to make Mishana Abrias on the monkey didn't come yet. There's no mechayev. Wow, monkey. Mishana Abrias. Wow, elephant. When I can't, wow, elephant, you know, I'm doing now all the wows, but it never happened yet. A person is a lightning in a story. That's noise, yeah? Now, so some people hold that you can make mice operations on both. Mili Katrila make. I'm Shikaru Gvorosa, and I will make Oysa Maisa Bereshis. You could do on both. You can make Oysa Maisa Bereshis on the lighting and have a Kavona to make on the second one. Why? You didn't hear it yet. What Maisa Bereshis? So the Chaznish told him you can. Okay, so people know. Say, the Maisa today is not something you get. People don't know about it because you start to do. So now, Abrazei is a big problem. Person, Lamazogan, makes Shechiyonah, B'Leil Rosh Hashanah. Right? Why you have to bring the fruits to the table? Bring them later. Right? The meaning is, everyone knows you bring the fruits to the table, B'Shaz the Kiddush. Why? We'll see, Bab, Loshna Mishneh Berurah is mashma like that. The Terence is. Because if they're not on the table, you didn't see them yet. So the Shechiyonah can't part with them. Nefkimina. If you're in a family, that they didn't bring the Rimonim to the table, B'Shaz Kiddush. And they bring the Rimonim to the table later. And by you never had the money to make another shechiyon. You're not yet, even if you try. La'aloch, if it happened to you, Reb Chaim Noah is mesupik about it. The Ben Ish Chai says you have to make another shechiyon. So it's a suffix brachas. So the best thing is, if you come to a house and they don't have it, the remaining, and could be they don't have it because they eat every day himayim. Yeah, some people in the cakes they put it every day. Yeah, I never ate it. So I said, no, please bring the himayim first, because later I'll have a problem. Or don't have a das to be yotze shechiyonah on the himayim. No, none of them. Shem Zalman said you don't have to have a das. You only want to be yotze kiddush. Now, so the balabos of the family, maybe it's not so bad because could be he saw it in the kitchen already. Why I'm saying it? So again, yeshiva, most bachim, Rosh Hashanah eat in yeshiva, yeah? Stomach, not dam, pashtas, yeah? So the mashal, what happens? You run to hear Kiddush, yeah? The vial, you know, you run to the dining, you finish to say, Shana Tova, you have it at the last minute. The vial, you didn't see the table, you didn't see the chimayin, you didn't see nothing, yeah? You hear the shechiyonah, you go to your table, you have to make another shechiyonah. Rosh Hashanah has to be makbid on every halacha. Now, not the Mishnebura is also, if there is a prichot, when he comes to Shechiyonu, Yoichaz atiroish beyodo, Yoyitin boyeinov. To look at him. So, b'meile, what's the idea? The halacha is, in Yontif, second day of Yontif, the lady makes Shechiyonu on the candles. So, the Mishnebura brings down that she will put a prichotash. So I told my wife to put the prichodesh on the candlesticks, near the candlesticks, yeah? Shmir Shabbos Kirchosi told me that he never saw someone in the world. I know that it was a bocher, during my shir, it was a gera bocher, he told me that the madri chasanim, and the adrochen gosh, that's what they say. When the madri chasanim marriage, what was the thing to tell him? Rosh Hashanah, tell your wife to put the fruit at the table, yeah? I don't know how much is that adrochen. But this is one of the adrochen, a part of the adrochen gurus, to note that the lady has to put the fruit and the tray. Because she will never know it. If you don't tell her the tray.
Come with
what?
Come with
I can't. Maybe the fruit makes the ice buses. Not the candle and the fruit. Fruit and the candle, yes.
Everywhere, when I was
we'll get to that. So, he told me maybe the reason the ladies don't do it by us is because Lemaisa, they do shopping. So they really saw it already. But today that you have the orders, it's nishna zipashit, yeah? Because today you could call and it comes, yeah? All the ladies, who shop? The ladies, I mean, they saw the fruit, there's no point to put it again. They already saw it.
Not as much.
Manav shach. They saw it, they're not eating it now anyways. I was a meiser, I had in a shul, a rav, I davened. So the Baal Tekiah, the halachas has to wear a new suit. The second day for the tkiyas. They state the Baal Tekiah has to have a beged chodosh. It's the mini klal yisrael. So, but not. So it says a pri chodosh. So I was in a shul. And the Baal Tekiah didn't have a beged chodosh. So he went to the rav. So the rav told him, listen, I have in my house a new fruit. Have it in mind, after that when you come to my house. Told the rav, first mistake for the year. Because he never saw the fruit. So this will happen if you pass him, I don't even belong to this. You just know Mishnah Berurah, yeah? Yeah, what are you telling him? Make sure you on the fruit that he never saw. So this can eat. Send someone to bring the fruit, that he will see it. Now, as another halacha in Purim, the halacha to tell the Baal Tekiah, and to tell the makir of the Megillah to mechav and to bloitzi you and mishloach monas batonas levyoinim and all the mitzvah sayoin. So he makes shechiyonu on the Megillah. Mishnah Berurah says, ve'lo imar lo yitzi, shechav and lo yitzi es ha'oilom b'mishloach monas b'kol mitzvah sayoin. Why I have to tell him? So if you moitzi me in ha'itz, make me a bracha. Please moitzi me in ha'itz. Say it. Now you see a grape in my pocket, I have a nut. I don't want to show you, because then you won't like it. Yeah? You moitzi me in ha'etz. I can make ha'etz and then eat a nut? You had a man to moitzi me only in a grape? I have to tell you what I have in my pocket to eat ha'etz? Please moitzi me in ha'etz. Mask him or not. Now the Baal Megillah is saying Shechiyon. Shechiyon Mishnah Berurah, tell him that you want to be ha'etz and the great Mishnah Achmonas and all the things. To tell him? He's moitzi me Shechiyon. I have a list of things that I want to be ha'etz. Shteit nishka zeh. That it's a different Shechiyon and he has to have a mind. So it could be if you're eating in a house, and by them all these fruits, there's no new fruits. He says, we don't have new fruits this year. That's a saw, it's not new fruits. Now you're yeshiva bachur, you never ate out of yeshiva. But you even kiwi is old fruit, yeah? I'm not going in if you could have had it because the whole year round. But chili, all these achan are new by you. By them, you know, they eat the whole year. So now, say that, you don't say nothing, yeah? You make shechiyon in the kiddush, and you're eating. Could be you don't have shechiyon. You have to tell him, please mechavim to be moitzi me on my chili. Because Mishnah Berurah says, what? How can be moitzi? No, but it's the shaila. He's making shechiyon on the yontif, not on the fruit. He's making shechiyon on the yontif. He's making shechiyon on the yontif. No, if Lamazai Bayim is no, the first day when Shoshana, you come to the house, he says, listen, we only have one fruit from Shechiyanu, we're keeping it for tomorrow. The start, yeah? He's keeping it for tomorrow. Now, by you, all the things are fresh. So you don't need a Shechiyanu for today. So, but you have to tell him, please be chavad to be moitzi me. We go back to him. Klal Yisrael eats simoni. Klal Yisrael.
What's called lu?
This is a bazunda. This is a bazunda shir. Yeah, it's hard to know because you know every year the fruits change. That's me. I
why is Grandi?
You don't have to have shachmanes in front of the guy who's doing. I have shachmanes in front of me. Doesn't make the mitzvahs in front of me. I'm not making shachmanes. I'm getting shachmanes. The mitzvah is there. Now. The halacha is, we have the simanim of Rosh Hashanah. It's a very nice marshal from the Magid Medubne. And some people that, you know, they're very busy with the head of the fish and all the remaining. But the simanim they do. So he said, even at Be'etzim, you know, Iker Adin, the Gemara says, just to have it on the table. It's a later meaning to say the Hirotzim. The Gemara says, Be'etzim, you have it on the table, it's a simon. This is the emes. But he brings down a marshal that was a king that left the city. And he had a worker. But he had a problem that the worker was very, you know, lazy and does yet. So he left him a list. You know, in the morning you have to do this, in the afternoon you have to do this, and you have to be sure on this. Mamish, like 500 things that he has to do every day. But he was scared, you know, who said he would read the list? So he told him, the Pekudas HaMelech, every day you have to read this list. The king comes back after half a year. No, Eved says, King, I did everything. What you did? No. He looks around, he sees the whole place is dying. He says, every morning I got it, I read it. Every morning I did it. You told me to read it? Every morning I read this paper. Some people, they say the God says, ah, you know, they get all the money, no? There's a avoid in the simoni. To daven to Hashem. Just to read it over here. We read the simoni. There's a avoid in the simoni. Now, so people eat an apple and they dip the apple in the honey. Right? And they say, Shadir Shalavu Mesuka. Then we also eat rimoinim and tamarim. What do you make a bracha first? So, some people, Moshon Chabad, they make on the apple. What should we do, Yosel?
The apple,
Chabad. Chabad. Shemazak Nebach said, Aloch HaShiva Saminim is first. We know, Alam HaShiva Saminim is first. And he brings down that the Luach Eretz Yisroel, you know, they have this little shul, the Luach Eretz Yisroel, for the chazan, all of the halachas, the chazan, the little booklet that they have in all of the shuls, it's brought down from Beis of Chaim Zonenfeld already, that you have to make them Shiva Samini. So Lamaise, Shem Zahman says you have to make a Shiva Samini first. Lamaise, Chabad, they bring down that there was Lamaise, they have a duke in Shechonor Harav, they make the apple, they time it, that because it's the apple, Tapuchin Kaddishin, and Ophin in Yonim, so b'meile it becomes like a choviv, and while it becomes like a choviv, so there's mandamah that choviv shiva samini, you can do what you want. So as them they do on the apple first. But if someone doesn't have a minik, for sure to do on shiva samini. If he has a minik, he has to find out if it's Americanish minik or it's a minik. No, if it's time, you know. When they came from Europe and they started from the boat, they started to do that, you know what I mean? Or it's a Chabad. Maybe a Chabad. So, let's see, find out. Lemaise, the meaning is also to dip the challah in honey, and this meaning we do till Simchas Teire. Abad, it's Alamol HaShayla and Yishuv, and each other should us what to do if it's no honey, but I'm not going into that Shayla. But it's not, it was only a din in the house. It's a din that we dip the Prusa Samoitzi. So Abad during the week they don't do it. Only when you betzeya, some tzaddikim do it even on every suda that they eat till the Simchas Teire. Now, the ma'aseh of the psak is Rav Shlomo Zalman passes the halacha. You're not allowed to say the hirotzim before you taste from the apple. Bere priorates, you bite and then you say hirotzim, because that it's a hefsek. If cholilo v'chas, you do not like that, but the evidence is not a hefsek. Because it's the tzerech ha'achila, but not to do it. What do you do? You said he rotzim before. The derech klal I heard that the people that dip the apple and the honey first, they do the rotzim before they eat. I checked it.
No.
As they gate us, the derech klal. What? No, it's a hefsek.
No, why is it tzerech ha'achila?
No, it's not tzerech, because the achila is coming for that. So it's ki'ilu, it's not called a hefsek. I'm eating the apple and that.
Can you dip before the brother?
You could do it before. I said the minig. I don't know. The minig is you make goetz, you bite a little bit, you make the hirotz, and then you finish the eat. What? Listen, don't shun it. I said again. And the oval, it's not a bracha levatol. But the katchil of Shmuel Zalman says not to do it. Let Rosh Hashanah. You're looking for schusim. Now, it's different minogim, with Shem Hashem or without Shem Hashem. If you say Yirotzen, Kol Echot Kimin Hogoi. Shem Zalman in the first day would make a bigger fuss, and the second night he'll make a smaller fuss. He would also be Makbid because he was Medayik in the Gemara, but while he said the Yirotzen is much leichter. Now, as a minog, I said again, you're allowed to say Shem Hashem. And the Maise is no Chison. Shem Zalman Erbach said, with Shem Hashem. I said that in the first night he did it Barachova, the second night he did it B'Ktzor. Second night he did it B'Ktzor. But you're allowed to say Shem Hashem. It's a tefillah. It's a tefillah to Hashem. Some people, what they do, if you ask me, the meaning is by a lot of chashuvim, the simonim that the Gemara has, they say with Shem Hashem. But the Moshul carrot, the Moshul, that we say, it's Meren and Yiddish, yeah? Shir v'sechiraseinu. This we don't say b'shem Hashem. The ones that kore, the fish shenifa v'nu b'kedogim, what was brought down in the Gemara, yes, but all the new ones, that some people say without Shem Hashem. Now, is the meaning not to eat nuts? Shulaylecha legoizim. Now, there's two reasons. One reason, because ego is begematria chet. And another reason is because when you eat it, it's mar bekichoy v'niyo, you get a lot of phlegm and you get a lot of liquid in your mouth and it goes back and it gets stuck and it bothers you in davening and you... So mainly because it's mar bekichoy v'niyoy, so we don't know the Rosh Hashanah. The nefkimina is, if it's mitzad chet, people are makbid bizei shana rabbe not to eat nuts. If it's mitzad kichoy v'niyoy, it's only over Rosh Hashanah. Now, in chet is also a state of Ginas Ego's Yeradity. Now, as a big shaila, what is called the Ego's? What are the Ego's? What is the egos in English? A nut. Peanut is also egos. In Hebrew it's called boitnim. But you may argue boitnim is kedim. So how we magna? Remember last year was a let's. He asked if soup nuts is also us. Yeah? If peanuts is also us. So if anything that is nuts. So that's the shayla. The ma'ase, it's brought down that all of these egoism not to eat in Rosh Hashanah, even garinim and all these things, because even if it's not called the egoism, all of these kind of kidneys are mal bekichoy v'niyoy. All of these things make kichoy v'niyoy.
Rub peanut butter.
What?
Peanut butter.
So me'ikar adin is not a problem. Because I'm saying some people say that these things are ma'al v'kichoy v'niyah. But lema'is is not called the egos. I'm saying lema'is the people try not to eat all of these kind of nuts. People try not to eat them Rosh Hashanah. That they say maybe it's included in the kind of egos. The main shaila is when you have ma'acholim that have some things inside. So lema'is the say that even if you don't see the ego, is not to eat it if it's mixed inside. But on that, all of these things, like peanut butter and all of these things, you could be maker. But to eat nuts or peanut nuts, all of these things, not to eat. Now, the place can bring down why. There's another reason, chutz from ego is, because ego is gematria chet. So what? We say, if the head of the fish makes me the head, and if the carrots makes me the rivya, and if the kore makes me all these azachim, so the bad simon is bad. Shabbos is much to get angry Rosh Hashanah. It's the worst thing. You'll be angry the whole year. It's the biggest simon. If you behave bad, it's a bad simon for the whole year. If you behave bad, it's a bad simon for the whole year. It's a double push. It's a bad simon for the whole year. Now, it's different things, sharp things. Mishnah Berurah brings down, there's a list of things if you're allowed to eat them in Rosh Hashanah or not. It's choymetz, like pickles. Most people don't eat pickles. It's brought down. A lot of people don't eat chrein also. The Matei Frei brings down that things that are sour and bitter not to eat. Rav Yosha says even very sharp things not to eat, like onions, but this most people eat. You put pepper in a fish, the Chashulcha says, how do you eat the fish? He says, because without that, you can't eat the fish. There's no taste of the fish if there's no pepper inside when they cook it. So some people say also, fish without chrein is not gishmak. But lemaise, most of Klal Yisrael don't eat chrein Rosh Hashanah, don't eat pickles. These are the things that be'etzem are nichnas. Some people don't eat that pickles and that chrein, even bizei shana rabbe. It's different minhagim. So it's hard really to say how much. I'm saying, some people say you're allowed to eat chrein. It's hard to hard enough. I'm saying most of the people, things that are sour are not good not to eat. This is klal. Things that are not emotional, you have grapes. But Ephraim says you have the little grapes that are not ready. Sometimes when you finish, you just pick them off and you eat them. Not to eat them. Because it's simen klal. So it's bad. Now, they bring down in the Rosh Hashanah of Yeshua Eivin that the Rambam states ki ha-shoifor yesh ur yeshini mitar demaschem mikan kosu be-Yerushalmi she-osu le-odom she-yishan ber-Rosh Hashanah kada amrinan haiman inish domich ber-Rishate domich kod-Rishate and also oiskim bedinoi she-nemar malachon yudam. The Bach says he shows atzres. Dr. Moshe says you'll be tired the whole year. See, a lot of people talk it, yeah? Now, the Ramo brings down that the minig is not to sleep in Rosh Hashanah. The Shlo brings down that it's lav dafka yoshen, hoylech botel ke yoshen domi. Now, lemaise is a big shayla what to do legabi the sleeping. Lemaise is Yerushalmi. They look the Yerushalmi. We don't have the Yerushalmi. There's different shittas. I don't want to go into the details. The halacha is like this: the people that could don't sleep on Rosh Hashanah. The machmirim in Haiti kedoyr, Meshesterabuch vechavreim, they hold to wake up before nets, because if not, you're sleeping Rosh Hashanah. So this is the Nuchumri. You wake up early not to be sleeping Rosh Hashanah. What? So Lemaise, most people hold that if we learn like the Bach, that it shows atzlis, it only the pshat is a person in the middle of the court case doesn't go to sleep. What we normally do, and this is the way we wake up, and we wake up early in Rosh Hashanah, is we're showing that we're not otza. The tviya is sleep. There's a din when you're going to sleep. But I'm sleeping by night, and I wake up early. The tviya is not, you slept. That, the shadow, what is the sishra? Lemaise, I slept, or the atzlis, like the Bach brings it out. Lemaise, like I'm saying, most of Klal Yisrael are not machmir, which is machmir on it, to wake up early. Lemaise, they bring down that like a tchila not to sleep. They bring down that the Ari after Chatzos went to sleep. Because he says the tshuva, the tfilas, also Shulchan Aruch Rabbi Gzal Yishnei Gimlish Le'achar Chatzos. The Matan Frayim says on Mishkan Raya, the Ari with sleeping could be attacking what we could do when we awake. So Lema'isa, the meaning is like this. Some people motion the second day of Rosh Hashanah after Chatzos HaMeker. Because it's very lichter. Lemaise, if a person could not sleep and he feels that he could be mechaven and tefillah, it's better not to sleep. If he feels he cannot be mechaven and tefillah bichlal, so he could sleep even in the morning, you know, before it kiss, to put down his head if he sees that he can't be mechaven and musaf. If he sees something in between, it's kedai to rest after chazais. So again, if you have the koyach, the whole day. But again, it's only, the Shlosh says, if you're learning, you're saying Tehillim. But if you're anyway schmoozing, so go to sleep. Hoylech botel ki yoshen domi. But if you're saying Tehillim, so you have to know, Bizchatzois is a great sign you not to go to sleep. But either way, for sure not to shluff. I mean, this is how you feel, you need a bit koyach. But not to have 2-3 hours of sleep in Rosh Hashanah. This is for sure, this is the gras that we have. The notion of the Achoinim is, when Avram says, lo yishan sheinas tzoyerai. You need a bit koyach, you're a bit tired. Have a rest in the middle. But stamp to shlof. A couple of hours, it's a sakana. For the whole year, you'll have a shvach year. Now, there's a meaning of Klal Yisrael that was not brought down in the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch, but Ramo brings it down. To say Tashlich. Maybe before that, I just wanted to say, stop, it's a toivo. I heard from Rav Shach. A person that is tired cannot daven like a mensch. Rosh Hashanah, you finish the meal, to go to a place that the meal is short, 1, 2, 3 to go to sleep. Sleep 8 hours by night, you could daven like a mensch. When a person is tired, he cannot daven. A person has to know that. Especially if he wants to be machmer daven, but not to sleep by day. You can't work on tefillah, you can't work on yourself when you're tired. To be machmer to go to sleep in time. Now, the minhag of Klal Yisrael, it was never brought down tashlich. It came down later in the Sforim, the Maharil brings down. He brings down maybe from the Geoinim. That Sheminik Shoilchim Rosh Hashanah Achar Asud Etzel Ayomim V'Nahorois Lehashlich B'mtzor Asyom Kol Chatisein Shum De'isu B'metro Zecher La'akeido She'ogad Avrom Avinu Banor. And he was walking to the Akeda till and the water was up to his neck. And he says, Ono Hashem Yishir No Kubo Mayim Ad Nefesh. And the Sotan was like, Ano. The Ramo brings down also the Ma'aril. The Matemoshe brings down Zecher La'akeder, we see the fish, Kmodogim Anechozim Bamitsudo. Now, the Acholim bring down, there was places that they didn't let the Yidden to go out of the Jewish ghetto. You couldn't go out. So they bring down that they found like a little pipe and they set it near the little pipe. Now, the Gemara Bichlal didn't hold from saying Tashlich. Now, why I'm saying it? The Shail is where you have to go to say Tashlich. The Loshon of the Ma'aril is Yomim V'Nahoros. The Kafachaim says Yerushalayim is no Yomim V'Nahoros. So they said they had Boiris of water, they have here. Even if it's dry, you could say near the Boir of the water. So, b'meile, now, the place coming down, a lot of pshitas that noshim don't go to do tashlich, and they bring down that val noshim go today, so that even the men will not go. Also, they say that the whole yisoid of tashlich was al pisoid, but today the people go and it becomes a whole shmuzarai to mevandal it. So, because the goyim really didn't hold to say tashlich. And the Chashulchan brings down Hashem Ahar Ben Imnoi Me'atayim Ha'yiduim. So b'meile, B'tzirub that Baton and Rosh Hashanah, so in all the yeshivas, there were manik, especially I'm speaking in these areas, and all these yeshivas in Yerushalayim, there is no Nahoros and there is no place to go. So even if they go Rosh Hashanah, only they put a cup of water and they say they had a cup of water, or they look and they get something, but they were makbid, they have to go out from the yeshivas, to be yoitzer to the streets and to say tashlich. Different people have minhagim to say doing a sabbat shuva. Some people have to say it in the day that you say it given midas. But I'm saying the meaning of the yeshivas is giboy that the goyim bichlal didn't say it. And bad Yerushalayim is known the horis and agamim. And if you go out, it's pritzes to these places. So they know that there's a boy somewhere. And ikar rachmana liba boy. And if you say that, the melech yoitzer with that.